If you need to publish to the web, you've got one of two basic routes that you can take. Either you can choose a platform which is already provided, such as a blogging platform or a wiki platform, or even some of the website or web page creation tools that we've been looking at recently. In which case, all the resources that you create will be stored on their servers, which is a good thing in one sense because you don't have to worry about that. But if anything happened to that organization or that particular web service went defunct, you've had it. The other way is to host it yourself, or to buy a hosting service, or to pay into a hosting service, and in which case you take more responsibility for the content and the way that it's designed, the way that it's designed and the way that it's presented and stored. There is a third way, and Pancake.io has taken quite a unique approach. In order to be able to publish to the web, you register with Pancake.io and create an account, and what you do is set up a link to your Dropbox account. So obviously you need a Dropbox account first. Having done that, that Pancake.io places a special folder in your Dropbox account, and then any content which is in that folder can be published to the web. And there are lots of different file types that you can publish. The basic standard image formats, PDFs, and then Word, Excel, and PowerPoint files can all be published. So if you're worried about your audience not having access to the Microsoft Office suite, then this is a way that you can actually publish those files within a web page. In addition, you can also publish text files. But the important thing about that is, if the text files contain HTML markup, it will present that file as an actual web page itself. So that means you can actually create your own web pages, and indeed a website, by writing HTML in a text file and then having Pancake.io publish that. You can also, from Pancake.io, edit the text file live in Pancake.io and have it saved back into your Dropbox folder. So that's a particularly useful way of doing things. In addition, because it's HTML, if you can get embed codes for other things, you can put them into that text file or into your text files, and then again that will be published to the web too. So it's a really interesting take on publishing. You're relying, of course, on having a Dropbox account first, but often that's not a big deal for most people these days. And it does mean if you share that folder, other people can publish from there too.